I guess one good thing about the Brentford thing is you've got a couple of players that you can refresh things if you wanted to on Saturday.
Well, of course, the one thing when you get beaten is you can either change personnel or you can change system, you can change the shape of your team or whatever. And obviously, we're going to try something different. I'm not going to reveal what else, but we will be certainly different. And let's hope that gives us the spark. I mean, you know, when you analyse it, I didn't think this window that, you know, I'd end up bringing six or seven in because I've craved for stability. But the players became available who I thought would help us. And another six or seven have gone, which totals something round about 35, 36 maybe ins and outs in 6 months. So the club has gone through a huge turnaround and shake-up and change. And with change, you need time. So I know it's difficult, and for the supporters the other night, it was one of them painful ones. I can't remember feeling so down, but, you know, I threw three people in. I was wrong. I threw three people in straight together thinking they could just, you know, and it would happen straight away. We need time, and I'll say to the supporters, look, I understand how they feel, you know, but the club's in huge turnaround. I think it's going in the right direction. Given time, I know for a fact I'll turn it round, but we can only apologise for the performance because now too many times, three, four, five times away from home, we haven't done enough, and that's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that something will be a bit different tomorrow without going into too many details. Is this something you've thought about because of things like Brentford, Cardiff, Norwich, etc., as well as the players you brought in?
You know, it maybe suits us better. It maybe suits us better. Obviously, the addition of Hogan gives us another threat up front. He gives us pace. He gives us pace is something which I think we needed. So we're looking forward to seeing him. He will obviously make his debut. So I'm looking forward to that, another challenge. And just working with the team now and getting the team to require of what we need, because there's been so many changes, so many ins and outs, so many additions to the squad and turnaround, basically, where you look at it and look at the bigger picture and you think, well, is there any other club who's made that sort of changes in 6 months? Jack Grealish is one, for example. Jack Grealish in 2 years has probably had seven managers, all telling them a different philosophy of how they wants to play and what he wants to do. You know, so, you know, even people like him who's just learning the game, you know, needs time to say our way, what we require, and that's just an example of it.
And you mentioned that the away form has not been great. It's probably held you back from where you want to be. So what's it going to take to crack that nut?
Well, a change, a different approach to it. You know, as I said, we can only change personnel, or we can change, which has been often and probably too often. We haven't had a settled team because all of a sudden we're thrown in the hand grenade. You know, we've gone along quite nicely at home. All of a sudden we play away from home, and all of a sudden this hand grenade comes in and blows the thing up again. So we've got to find a formula which everybody knows their job. Everybody knows their job, what's required, and go back to the basics, really, of when I came in 4 months ago to try and steady the ship. We give far too many awful, silly goals away, for one. Yes, everybody wants to play attacking football and be the championship. We have to be really, really dogged and determined. We see, how many games do we see where they're not great games of football, but you have to have a certain resilience. And it's fair to say, away from home, we haven't shown that.
I don't know whether you did watch the DVD of the Brentford game back again. Did you see like similarities between Cardiff and Norwich, or is it these new areas,
listen, for 20 minutes, I'm sitting there thinking, this is a bit more like it. We concede, and then all of a sudden the roof caves in, which can't be the case. That's when you earn your money. It's when we all earn your money now. When you're up against it, and you're up against it, and don't get result, then what do you do? What do you do? Well, the next morning we came in, right? We had them in, and we started work again to say, right, okay, we've got six or seven new faces in the building, so they need the supporters' help now too. You know, what's gone on in the past, this six or seven who've just come in now aren't part of it. So they need their support. I think they'll be really, all of them, really great acquisitions for the club. I am determined, and I'm sure they are. They've all got a little bit of hunger in their belly for one reason or another to go and achieve. They're all delighted to be here. You know, some have had to beat off other clubs, And once I've got in front of them to sell Aston Villa, it didn't take long when any of them. So that's what we've got. So they need the supporters' help, who have been nothing short of fantastic. And yes, there's a few of them disappointed the other day. I could have been singing exactly the same thing as them, you know, because I do understand. Mm.